tell me honestly, would you still love me the same if I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong? Tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Right about now.
If I judge for life, man, would you stay by my side? Or is you gonna say goodbye? Can you tell me right now? If I couldn't buy you the fancy.
What's up, guys? DJ Runaway here. Welcome to Keeping It Fit here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Starting now, we will be talking all things health all the time. I wasn't able to do my show the usual time on Tuesdays because I've been crazy sick all week. What's even more crazy about that is that I was just so overly stressed. I just recently left my job of 4 years for a new job, and a lot of other things are going on in my life as well as being a full-time student. And somewhere in between of all the craziness, I just forgot to take time for myself, and my body quickly reminded me to slow down. I was previously planning on my Tuesday show on to talk about how to avoid stress, so I think now is the perfect time, so I don't think that's really a coincidence. The show today is something that I've been thinking about doing for a while, and although it's kind of a different layout than my other shows, it will kind of be similar. What I want to focus on today is stress and stress management, like I said, which is something that I'm going through a ton of right now, and I figured it'd be very helpful. And I know, especially for students, it's very, very hard to, you know, manage stress, and I'm in the middle of a huge transition between jobs right now, like I said. And while I'm so excited to start something new, it's also completely freaking me out. And that's not enough. I've taken on a whole new venture to, you know, find my passion in a job as well as being a full-time student. And I'm definitely 100% somebody who loves routine, and God forbid I break out of this little bubble of mine, but seriously, here goes nothing. Today, we will stick with the segments as usual, broken up into fitness, nutrition, random, and my top favorite songs, but it'll all revolve around stress and stress management. To get things started, I've got here the reasons why working out relieves stress, which we all hear about and we all know, but we don't really know why. So here is why. Exercise increases your overall health and your sense of well-being, which puts more pep in your step every day. But exercise has some direct stress-busting benefits. First of all, it pumps up your endorphins. Physical activity helps bump up the production of your brain's feel-good neurotransmitters called endorphins. Although this function is often referred to as a runner's high, a rousing game of tennis or a nature hike can also contribute to the same feeling. Up next, it's meditation in motion. After a fast-paced game of racquetball or several laps in the pool, you'll often find that you've forgotten the daily irritations and concentrated only on your body's movements. As you begin to regularly shed your daily tensions through movement and physical activity, you may find that this focus on a single task and the resulting energy and optimism can help you remain calm and clear in everything you do. Woohoo! The next one is it improves your mood. Regular exercise can increase self-confidence, it can relax you, and it can lower the symptoms associated with mild depression and anxiety. Exercise can also help your sleep, which is often disrupted by stress, depression, and anxiety. All of these exercise benefits can ease your stress levels and give you a sense of command over your body and your life. Now, a successful exercise program begins with a few simple steps. First, as always, consult with your doctor. If you haven't exercised for some time and you have health concerns, you may want to talk to your doctor before starting a new exercise routine. The next one you want to be conscious of is make sure you walk before you start running. Build up your fitness level gradually. Excitement about a new program can lead to overdoing it and possibly even injury, which has happened to me, so take my advice. For most healthy adults, the Department of Health and Human Services recommends getting at least 150 minutes a week of moderate aerobic activity, such as brisk walking or swimming, or 75 minutes a week of vigorous aerobic activity, such as running. You can also do a combination of moderate and vigorous activity. Also, incorporate strength training exercises at least twice a week. The next one, do what you love. Virtually any form of exercise or movement can increase your fitness level while decreasing your stress. The most important thing is to pick an activity that you enjoy. Examples include walking, stair climbing, jogging, bicycling, yoga, tai chi, gardening, weightlifting, and swimming. You are likely going to stick with it if you love it. The next one is pencil it in. Although your schedule may necessitate a morning workout one day and evening activity the next, carving out some time to move every day helps you make your exercise program an ongoing priority. So stick with it. Starting an exercise program is just the first step. Here are some tips for sticking with a new routine or reinvigorating a tired workout. First of all, set SMART goals. Write down SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-limited goals. If your primary goal is to reduce stress in your life and recharge your batteries, your specific goals might include committing to walking during your lunch hour 3 times a week or attending a cycling class. Find a friend. Knowing that somebody is waiting for you to show up at the gym or park can be a powerful incentive. Working out with a friend, coworker, or family member often brings a new level of motivation and commitment to your workouts. Change up your routine. If you've always been a competitive runner, take a look at other less competitive options that may help with stress reduction, such as Pilates or yoga classes. As an added bonus, these kinder, gentler workouts may enhance your running while also decreasing your stress. Exercise in increments. Even brief bursts of activity offer benefits. For instance, if you can't fit in one 30-minute walk, try 3 10-minute walks instead. Interval training, which entails brief 60 to 90-second bursts of intense activity at almost full effort, is being shown to be a safe, effective, and efficient way of gaining many of the benefits of longer duration exercises. What's most important is making regular physical activity part of your lifestyle. Whatever you do, don't think of exercise as just one more thing on your to-do list. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's an active tennis match or meditating at the park, and make it part of your regular routine. Any form of physical activity can help you unwind and become an important part of your approach to easing stress. Okay, can I just say that my favorite Legally Blonde quote is, yes, this is relevant, when Reese Witherspoon says, "Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands." I think it's so perfect, and now we can all appreciate that quote even more because now we know how true it really is. On that note, that's all I got for this first segment today. Stay tuned to find out the foods you should be eating to help lower your stress right here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
Put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay. In my mind, I'm running around a cold and empty space. Just put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay. Break my bones, but you won't see me. Oh,
when I'm all alone. So please don't make me wait, cause I don't wanna break. No, I don't wanna fall. When you're next to me, content, I'm not afraid to be. You don't make me wait.
Hey guys, this is Penguin Radio, and you're listening to Keeping It Fit. Usually my show is on Tuesdays at 2. If you're just joining me today, today's talk is different than usual, and we're talking all about things that reduce stress. Like every Tuesday, well, now Thursday, here on Keeping It Fit, our second segment is all about nutrition. Lord knows I am no nutrition expert, but I try my best to pronounce these scientific words. Today's segment is about the nutrition that will help you in your search for stress management. Alrighty. So I came across an article that was titled Rethink Your Comfort Foods, and I really fell in love with it when I was reading through it. Registered dietitian Carrie Glassman reveals her experience as a RD. And she states that too often a client will wave me off when I bring up this topic and say, all foods are calming foods. Whenever I'm eating, I feel better. But there's a huge difference between tapping into food's inherently calming properties and using any food as a kind of emotional anesthesia. That kind of eating may buy you a temporary sense of calm, but it's a quick fix that wears off way too fast. And where does it usually leave you? Weighing more than you'd like and muttering to yourself, yuck, how could I have eaten all that? Stressful events, and they don't even have to be big, just the daily hassles of life, cause our cortisol levels to rise. Cortisol causes food cravings, and in women, those cravings tend to be strongest for carbs, especially sweet foods, according to researchers at the University of California at San Francisco Medical Center. The more of them we eat, the worse our mood gets. As if that weren't bad enough, the cortisol then makes more trouble for us, triggering an enzyme in our fat cells. It converts cortisone to more cortisol, since our visceral fat cells, the ones in our abdomen, packed around our vital organs, have more of these enzymes than the fat on our thighs or our butt, for example. So stress causes many women to accumulate more belly fat. The more stress, the more this abdominal or central obesity occurs. Some research has found that these belly fat cells, which have been linked to a greater risk for heart disease and diabetes, have four times as many cortisol receptors as regular fat cells. So when she talks about calming foods, she doesn't mean so-called comfort foods. She means meals and snacks that will truly soothe and calm you. Whether it's because of the specific nutrients they provide or the steady, reliable source of energy they give you, they'll get you through the day feeling focused, even, and balanced, so you'll have the ability to conquer anything. So here's her list. Yes, I know all my shows are listy. Like I said, I'm way too structured of a person. This one's for her suggestions on the top 13 calming foods. The first one is asparagus. It's high in folate, which is essential for keeping your cool. I like them steamed or added to salads. I also love them broiled. So go ahead and eat as many as you like. Number two is avocado. These creamy fruits stress-proof your body. Rich in, oh gosh, glutathione. Can't pronounce that one. A substance that specifically blocks essential absorption of certain fats that cause oxidative damage. Avocados also contain beta-carotene, vitamin E, and more folate than any other fruit. A single serving has plenty B vitamins too. She suggests that this may technically be a fruit, but she would count it as a fat, so use portion control. The third one on the list is berries. Blueberries have some of the highest levels of an antioxidant linked to all kinds of positive health outcomes, including sharper cognition. But all berries, including strawberries, raspberries, and blackberries, are rich in vitamin C, which has been shown to be helpful in combating stress. German researchers tested this by asking 120 people to give a speech, then do hard math problems. Those who had been given vitamin C had lower blood pressure and lower levels of cortisol after the stress fest. The next one on the list is cashews. All nuts make for a great snack, and because they are crunchy and a little salty, they cure most cravings. For those trying to lose weight, they're such a satisfying combo of protein and fat. Cashews are an especially good source of zinc. A 1 ounce serving has 11% of your RDA. Low levels of zinc have been linked to both anxiety and depression. Since our bodies have no way of storing zinc, it's important to get some every day. The next one on the list is chamomile tea. This is probably one of the most recommended bedtime soothers around. Now, there's more evidence that chamomile calms. A study from the University of Pennsylvania tested chamomile supplements on 57 participants with generalized anxiety disorder for 8 weeks and found it led to a significant drop in anxiety symptoms. And yes, according to the University of Maryland Medical Center, there is some evidence that in addition to calming nerves, chamomile promotes sleep. The next one we have on our list is chocolate. Besides the healthy antioxidant in this treat, which pushed chocolate to the top of most heart-healthy food lists, it has an undeniable link to mood. A recent study, yeah, that's completely agreeable. A recent study from the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine reports that both women and men eat more chocolate as depressive symptoms increase. Of course, we've all been there, polishing off an entire package of chocolate after a bad day. But there's evidence that in moderation, chocolate does actually make you feel better. Dark chocolate in particular is known to lower blood pressure, adding to a feeling of calm. Number 7 on our list is garlic. Ugh. Like many plants, garlic is jam-packed with powerful antioxidants. These chemicals neutralize free radicals, which are particles that damage our cells, cause diseases, and encourage aging, and may reduce or even help prevent some of the damage the free radicals cause over time. Among the compounds in garlic is allicin, which has been linked to fending off heart disease, cancer, and even the common cold. Like I said, I'll try my best to pronounce these words. Because stress weakens our immune system, we need friends like garlic, which can toughen it back up. Number 8 on the list is grass-fed beef. Grass-fed beef is not only better for the planet, it's also better for people. It has more antioxidants, including vitamins C and E and beta carotene, than grain-fed beef, and doesn't have any added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. And while it's lower in fat overall, it's about 2 to 4 times higher in omega-3s. A study in the British Journal of Nutrition found that healthy volunteers who ate grass-fed meats increased their blood levels of omega-3 fatty acids and decreased their levels of pro-inflammatory omega-6 fatty acids. These changes have been linked with a lower risk of a host of disorders, including cancer, cardiovascular disease, depression, and inflammatory disease. Grass-fed beef is pricey, but well worth the occasional splurge. Number 9 on our list here is green tea. Yay, my favorite. While it does contain caffeine, researchers at the University of Illinois say that In addition to protecting against some types of cancer, this slimming food is a brain booster as well, enhancing mental performance. Something I never knew. I'm going to have to drink more than I usually do, if that's even possible. Oatmeal is number 10, a complex carbohydrate. Oatmeal causes your brain to produce serotonin, a feel-good chemical. Not only does serotonin have antioxidant properties, it also creates a soothing feeling that helps overcome stress. Studies have shown that kids who eat oatmeal for breakfast stay sharper throughout the morning. Make a batch of the steel cut variety on the weekend, store it in the fridge, and microwave it on busy mornings. It keeps beautifully, and in fact, that's how restaurants often prepare it. And go for the stuff that has no sugar, because the sugar is the stuff that will kill you. For number 11, we have oranges. Another vitamin C powerhouse. Oranges have the added benefit of being totally portable. That tough skin keeps them protected while they're bouncing around in your purse or backpack, meaning you can tote them around anywhere. The next one is oysters. They belong on the list because they're the Godzilla of zinc. 6 oysters, which is what you'd typically be served in a restaurant as an appetizer, have more than half the RDA for this important mineral. The last one, number 13, is walnuts. This sucks because I hate walnuts, but they've been proven to provide a bit of cognitive edge. They contain alpha-linolenic, like I said, I'm trying hard to pronounce these words, acid, an essential omega-3 fatty acid, and other things that have been shown to help prevent memory loss. Oh my gosh, I could use some of that. I have the worst memory on the planet. Researchers at Tufts University found that animals that ingested walnuts even reversed some signs of brain aging. I guess my brain won't stop aging because I seriously will not eat these. On that note, we will be back with the number one way to reduce stress. It's very exciting, so stay tuned to Penguin Radio right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Walking home and talking low, seeing shows in evening clothes with you. From nervous times and getting drunk, to staying up and waking up with you. And I was sleeping at the edge, holding something we don't need. This delusion in our heads is gonna bring us to our knees. So come on, let it go. Just let it be. Why don't you be you? And now me. Everything that's broke, leave it to the breeze. Why don't you? Throwing clothes across the floor, to teeth and claws and slamming doors at you. If this is all we're living for, why are we doing it, doing it, doing it anymore? I used to recognize myself. It's funny how reflections change. Becoming something else, I think it's time to walk away. So come on, let it go. Just let it be. Why don't you be you? And I'll be me. Everything that's broke, leave it to the breeze. Why don't you be you?
push this problem up the hill when it's just too heavy to hold. Think now's the time to let it slide. So come on, let it go. Just let it be. Why don't you be you? And I'll be me. Everything it's wrong, leave it to the breeze. Let the ashes fall, forget about me. Come on, let it go, just let it be. Why don't you be you, and I'll be me. And I'll be me.
Hey guys, welcome back to Penguin Radio. You're listening to Keeping It Fit. For our normally surprise segment today, I'm talking about how to reduce stress in your life through meditation. There are so many different forms and outcomes of meditation, and I think that that's something a lot of people don't know or fully understand. All of this information comes from Mayo Clinic, which is a highly reputable organization, if you didn't already know. Let's see here. Meditation can wipe away the day's stress, bringing with it inner peace. If stress has you anxious, tense, and worried, consider trying meditation. Spending even a few minutes in meditation can restore your calm and inner peace. Anyone can practice meditation. It's simple and inexpensive, and anyone can practice. Oh, and it doesn't require any special equipment. Can you tell I've been sick all week? I'm just so disoriented. Maybe I need some meditation in my life right now. And you can practice meditation wherever you are, whether you're out for a walk, riding the bus, waiting at the doctor's office, or even in the middle of a difficult business meeting. Well, I don't know about that. I think I would pay attention to the business meeting if I were you. On understanding meditation, meditation has been practiced for thousands of years. Meditation originally was meant to help deepen understanding of the sacred and mystical forces of life. These days, meditation is commonly used for relaxation and stress reduction. Meditation is considered a type of mind-body complementary medicine. Meditation produces a deep state of relaxation and a tranquil mind. During meditation, you focus your attention and eliminate the stream of jumbled thoughts that may be crowding your mind and causing stress. This process may result in enhanced physical and emotional well-being. The benefits of meditation: it can give you a sense of calm, peace, and balance that benefits both your emotional well-being and your overall health. And these benefits don't end when your meditation session ends. Meditation can help carry you more calmly through your day and may improve certain medical conditions. I know that one of my instructors was telling us the other day, we have this life skills class, and she was talking about health and happiness and well-being. And she says that she meditates, I don't know for how long she said, but she said she does it every day. And for over 20 years, she hasn't gotten sick, like nothing, not even a head cold. So it's kind of a very powerful thing that really made me want to start doing it. And that's why I'm talking about it to you guys today. Meditation and emotional well-being. When you meditate, you clear away the information overload that builds up every day and contributes to your stress. The emotional benefits of meditation can include gaining a new perspective on stressful situations, building skills to manage your stress, increasing self-awareness, focusing on the present, reducing negative emotions. Meditation might also be useful if you have a medical condition, especially one that may be worsened by stress. While a growing body of scientific research supports the health benefits of meditation, some researchers believe it's not yet possible to draw conclusions about the possible benefits of meditation. With that in mind, some research suggests that meditation may help people manage symptoms of conditions such as anxiety disorders, asthma, cancer, depression, heart disease, high blood pressure, pain, and sleep problems. Be sure to talk to your healthcare provider about the pros and cons of using meditation, and if you have any of these conditions or other health problems. In some cases, meditation can worsen symptoms associated with certain mental and physical health conditions. Meditation isn't a replacement for traditional medical treatment, but it may be a useful addition to your other treatment. So, meditation is an umbrella term for the many ways to a relaxed state of being. There are many types of meditation and relaxation techniques that have meditation components. All share the same goal of achieving inner peace. The ways to meditate can include guided meditation, which is sometimes called guided imaginary or visualization. With this method of meditation, you form mental images of places or situations you find relaxing. You try to use as many senses as possible, such as smells, sights, sounds, and textures. You may be led through this process by a guide or a teacher. The next one is mantra meditation. This type of meditation, you silently repeat a calming word, thought, or phrase to prevent distracting thoughts. The next one is called mindfulness meditation. This type of meditation is based on being mindful or having an increased awareness and acceptance of living in the present moment. In mindfulness meditation, you broaden your conscious awareness. You focus on what you experience during meditation, such as the flow of your breath. You can observe your thoughts and emotions, but let them pass without judgment. Then there's Qigong. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. This practice generally combines meditation, relaxation, physical movement, and breathing exercises to restore and maintain balance. Qigong is part of traditional Chinese medicine. There's also Tai Chi, which is a form of gentle Chinese martial arts. In Chai Chi too. I love that stuff. You perform a self-paced series of postures or movements in a slow, graceful manner while practicing deep breathing. The next one is transcendental meditation, which is a simple, natural technique. In this meditation, you are silently repeating a personally assigned mantra, such as a word, sound, or phrase, in a specific way. This form of meditation allows your body to settle into a state of profound rest and relaxation, and your mind to achieve a state of inner peace without needing to use concentration or effort. The last one we have here is yoga. You perform a series of postures and controlled breathing exercises to promote a more flexible body and a calm mind. As you move through poses that require balance and concentration, you're encouraged to focus less on your busy day and more on the movement. And I think yoga is becoming super popular, which is super great in this very fast-paced world. So different types of meditation may include different features to help you meditate. These may vary depending on whose guidance you follow or who's teaching a class. Some of the most common features in meditation include focused attention. Focusing your attention is generally one of the most important elements of meditation. Focusing your attention is what helps free your mind from the many distractions that cause stress and worry. You can focus your attention on such things as specific object, an image, a mantra, or even your breathing. The next one would be relaxed breathing. This technique involves deep, even-paced breathing using the diaphragm muscle to expand your lungs. The purpose is to slow your breathing, take in more oxygen, and reduce the use of shoulder, neck, and upper chest muscles while breathing so that you breathe more efficiently. The next one is a quiet setting. If you're a beginner practicing meditation, maybe easier if you're in a quiet spot with few distractions, including no television, radios, or cell phones. As you get more skilled at meditation, you may be able to do it anywhere, especially in high-stress situations where you benefit the most from meditation, such as a traffic jam, a stressful work meeting, or a long line at the grocery store. The next one is a comfortable position. You can practice meditation whether you're sitting, laying down, walking, or in other positions or activities. Just try to be comfortable so that you can get the most out of your meditation. So here are some everyday ways to practice meditation. Don't let the thought of meditating the right way add to your stress. If you choose to, you can attend special meditation centers or group classes led by trained instructors, but you can also practice meditation easily on your own. And you can make meditation as formal or as informal as you'd like, however it suits your lifestyle and situation. Some people build meditation into their daily routine. For example, they may start and end each day with an hour of meditation, but all you really need is a few minutes of quality time for meditation. Here are some ways that you can practice meditation on your own whenever you choose. First, breathe deeply. This technique is good for beginners because breathing is a natural function. Focus all attention on your breathing. Concentrate on feelings and listening as you inhale and exhale through your nostrils. Breathe deeply and slowly. When your attention wanders, gently return your focus to your breathing. Second is scan your body. When using this technique, focus attention on different parts of your body. Become aware of your body's various sensations, whether it's pain, tension, warmth, or relaxation. Combine body scanning with breathing exercises and imagine breathing heat or relaxation into and out of different parts of your body. The third one is repeat a mantra. You can create your own mantra, whether it's religious or not. Examples of religious mantra include the Jesus prayer in the Christian tradition, the holy name of God in Judaism, or the Om mantra of Hinduism, Buddhism, and other Eastern religions. Fourth is walk and meditate. Combining a walk with meditation is an efficient and healthy way to relax. You can use this technique anywhere you're walking, such as in a tranquil forest or on a city sidewalk or at the mall. When you use this method, slow down the pace of walking so that you can focus on each movement of your legs or feet. Don't focus on a particular destination. Concentrate on your legs and feet, repeating action words in your mind, such as lifting, moving, and placing as you lift each foot. Move your leg forward and place your foot on the ground. The next one is engage in prayer. Prayer is the best known and most widely practiced example of meditation. Spoken and written prayers are found in most faith traditions. You can pray using your own words or read prayers written by others. Check the self-help section in your local bookstore for examples. The sixth one is read and reflect. Many people report that they benefit from reading poems or sacred texts and taking a few moments to quietly reflect on their meaning. You can also listen to sacred music, spoken words, or any music you find relaxing or inspiring. You may want to write down your reflections in a journal or discuss them with a friend or spiritual leader. Seventh, the last one, is focus your love and gratitude. In this type of meditation, you focus your attention on a sacred object or being, weaving feelings of love, compassion, and gratitude into your thoughts. You can also close your eyes and use your imagination or gaze at representations of the object. And by gaze, I meant gaze. building your meditation skills. Don't judge your meditation skills because that may only increase your stress. Meditation takes practice. Keep in mind, for instance, that it's common for your mind to wander during meditation, no matter how long you've been practicing meditation. If you're meditating to calm your mind and your attention wanders, slowly return to the object, sensation, or movement you're focusing on. Experiment and you'll likely find out what types of meditation works best for you and what you enjoy doing. Adapt meditation to your needs at the moment. Remember, there's no right way or wrong way to meditate. What matters is that the meditation helps you reduce your stress and feel better overall. Now I feel like I need to go meditate. That's the end of the meditation segment. When we come back, my next segment is all about my top 5 favorite workout songs for the week as usual. Stay tuned to Penguin Radio right here on radio.dominican.edu. All right, guys, welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Keeping It Fit. And to end my show today, I've got my five favorite workout songs for the week. Coming in at number five, we've got Rachel Platten. This one's called Fight Song. I don't care how many times I hear this song. I love it more and more every time I hear it. And here it is.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls. I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. I say I'm in too deep. In too deep. It's been 2 years. I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, I still believe. And all those things I didn't say. Wrecking balls inside my brain. I was screaming.
Okay, I seriously love that one. You guys are so lucky that you didn't hear me singing along to it. The next one, coming in at number four today, is Where Are You Now by Skrillex and Diplo, and of course the Biebs. And this one is the Auto Laser remix, and I love it. So here it is.
keep you warm. I showed you the game everybody else was playing. That's for sure.
That one was called Where Are You Now by Skrillex and Diplo and Justin Bieber. Number three on the list today is Renegades by the X Ambassadors. Very popular one right now. Number two on our list, my list of favorite songs is Work Song by Heuser. I like this one when I'm running long distance because it sets me at a slower pace and it's nice for a change. The song probably isn't for the sprinters, but it's a really, really good one if you're just trying to take a relaxed workout. So here it is. You can already see what I mean.
Boys working on empty. Is that the kind of way to face the burning heat? Just think about my baby. I'm so full of love I could barely eat. There's nothing sweeter than my baby. I'd never want once from the cherry tree. 'Cause my baby's sweet as can be. She'd give me two fakes just from kissing me. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her. Boys, when my baby found me, I was 3 days on a drunken sin. I woke with the walls around me, nothing in her room but an empty crib. And I was burning up a fever, I didn't care much how long I lived. But I swear I thought I dreamed her. She never asked me once about the wrong I did. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down.
Alright, that one was Work Song by Heuser. And finally, the last one is Same Old Love by Selena Gomez. I'm seriously going to get up and dance to this one because I am so obsessed. She's amazing. So here it is. So we only had time to listen to a little bit of that. So that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in to Keeping It Fit, usually at 2 p.m. on Tuesdays. Thanks for also bearing with me in my awfully scratchy voice and scatterbrain after recovering from being sick this week. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And until next time, stay healthy. I could take my own advice. Bye.
Oh,